Just love me. Just
I do love
baby,
you, but you have to listen to me.
Understand my mental.
You don't
needs.
Understand that it makes me want to kill you.
It's Christian and Vince.
Bad day.
It's your favorite day of the week, baby.
Bad day.
How are you going to be? What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything, baby.
You're just chanting Monday, and you're doing it because you're on the computer again over there.
I was chanting with you.
Uh-huh. So it's your favorite day of the
week,
baby.
Are you loving those apricots, baby?
I am. I should probably...
Sure is a good time to eat a freaking dried apricot, ain't
I'm
it?
I'm sorry.
Ain't it?
I can't resist it.
Everybody should eat a freaking apricot right now. Mike
Lots
and
of people
Hi,
do
Mike
that.
In Los Angeles.
Austin, I believe Austin is in Austin, Texas. I'm just guessing because of the name.
Oh, wow. I thought there were fewer people in there than there are. That's cool. Hi, Rob.
Kooky.
Hi, Austin.
Do you see Rob?
Hey, y'all doing?
Hello.
Tell y'all mama asked how she doing.
So, you remember Friday we were talking
about? I do remember over Friday.
Good. I'm so glad.
For a change.
Welcome back to the show, Vance. God.
You're trying to get killed.
So, we were arguing over what movie we were going to see.
We were having a passionate discussion.
Yeah, that's how I like to call it. Are you ready to start the show over there?
Hello? You know what
I'm
you
ready.
Need?
I've been ready like 15 minutes ago.
You know
ago.
What you need, I think? A good AF.
You know what you need?
That's what you need.
A BSD.
Ooh. What's that?
I don't know. I'm just throwing acronyms at you, too. I don't know what the F you were talking about just then.
An AF.
No, what you need is a clock, and you need to get down here on time.
You need to get F'd
Never
in the,
on time. Never.
You need to get F'd in the A. That'll chill you out. How about that?
Well, if anything,
for being a little more,
it'll just humble clear. Me. That's all. It'll just humble me. Ugh. It'll put me in my rightful place.
Well, yeah, your rightful place. Never mind. Never mind.
We went and saw a movie this weekend, folks. We were talking about two movies on Friday.
We went and saw one because you wouldn't let me see the other. The one.
That's not what it was.
Oh,
it
really?
It wasn't that I wouldn't let us do anything. It's just that I just wanted to see one over the other, and that I felt like...
But you
like,
wanted to see the one you wanted to see.
I know.
But I understand that, because I've had times when I want to do that. Only I usually don't say that's for stupid people when you say you want to see
a
movie.
I know, and I'm sorry.
Which is something that you tend to do to me.
We went and saw Zoolander together. I saw that for you.
What? You wanted
okay,
to see
maybe,
it, too.
Maybe it was because
you were
Will,
curious,
okay, all right.
And we both wanted to see Will Ferrell.
What was the movie before that? I know that I gave in on that one.
We talked,
whatever that one
I
was.
I don't know.
Whatever it was, I knew I didn't want to see it.
All you
I want just,
to talk about is what you've given.
Well, just because you're just making it sound like that I made us go see this and that I don't ever compromise on the movies, and I do.
Well, maybe once in a while.
And, you know, and I gave a little something-something so that we could go and see this movie this weekend.
Mm, that's true. A little booty action. Something like that.
We saw K-Pax. We went and saw it on, I guess it was yesterday. We didn't see it Saturday.
The more I think about it, the more I'm disappointed.
Really? You were disappointed in the movie?
Yes. I wanted him to be a starman that did all kinds of funky shit. That's what I wanted.
You want to go ahead and give away the movie, don't you?
I don't care. I'm pissed off about it, to be quite honest.
I loved the movie.
It doesn't bother me.
I thought the movie was great, actually. It was a movie well worth the whatever we spent to go and see it.
Whatever. I'm sorry. Say that again?
Whatever you spent for us to go and see it.
Keywords are so important.
God damn those pronouns. I thought it was really good. It's Kevin Spacey and Jeff Bridges and a bunch of other no-name people.
It was good until I... Look, you know what? I'm not going to feel bad about this. I liked the movie until I realized that he wasn't a spaceman. So
but
there it
how
is.
How do you know that?
It. Okay, because you said it. I
All
asked
right.
you what you thought about it because I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah.
And you said, no, he wasn't a spaceman. He was just fucking crazy.
But you know what? What was really good and warm about this movie is that he did remarkable things. He did some very remarkable
Which just
things that
served to confuse us instead of actually showing us what was really going on.
I think what came out of this movie was, first of all, let's maybe I should give tell the story a little bit. All
right,
it's all about
Since
this
you
guy.
Like to paint every friggin' picture with incredibly minute detail.
Go ahead. I just feel like you know, people haven't seen the movie. They need to know what it's about. A lot of people do think it's about a guy from outer space.
Yeah, well, it ain't.
It kind of is.
How's that for a word? It ain't.
In a metaphor, he is kind of from outer space, yeah, so to speak.
He's Looney Tunes.
He's about as Looney Tunes as, I guess you would say, a Jesus or a Buddha or anybody else would have been a long time ago.
Well, you know what? You may be right about that.
Really?
I couldn't disagree with that.
I mean, you know, these are the people that were, a long time ago, persecuted for the weird, outrageous claims that they had and stories that they had to tell. And then people went after them and killed them. And it was only after the fact that reflecting back on the stories the people told and the, you know, the eye-opening kind of things that they did for other people that people started to build religions on, you know, basically their teachings. This guy was a guy who showed up in the middle of nowhere, was arrested just because he, you know, he was kind of loony and or perceived as loony and standing beside a woman who had been mugged in Union Station.
And was loony.
And so the police took him, brought him into Bellevue, which I'm sure is if anybody has seen Bellevue on HBO, you know this is a psychiatric ward from hell.
Crazy people. Literally.
And was shipped over to a psychiatric ward, a more private psychiatric ward, when they decided, you know, he's no harm to anybody. Jeff Bridges is a psychologist who takes him in and starts to unravel the mystery of this man who claims that he's from K-Pax.
They do all of these very specific things that just absolutely tell you that he cannot possibly be human, and he has to be telling the truth. They give him these mega doses of drugs.
Thorazine, yeah.
And not just Thorazine, but another one. They tried another one, these large doses, and they're going, how could he not possibly respond to that?
You're right. They did do those kinds of things.
And then there's the whole they're trying to find out about the planet, you know, if he's really telling the truth. And
he sketches out
this friggin' picture of this far off galaxy that nobody knows about except for the astronomy people, and they're all like,
I know,
freaking out, sticking their fingers up their asses, going, "What the fuck just happened
from
here?
Outer space.
What just happened here?" They're all pulling like spoons out of their asses, going, "That was crazy, but this ain't."
You're on the Christian Grantham show.
Vince is right.
Oh,
thank you,
Rob. Thank you for calling in. You were upset with the movie too. You saw it this Friday.
Well,
I think.
Yeah, I mean, the acting was fine. It was all
I thought
nice.
It was fine,
and it did drag. By the way,
you thought it dragged on.
I did too at times.
It dragged forever.
I said that, didn't I?
But you know, the internal logic was completely missing. I mean, if he was from outer space, then how do you explain the whole ending? And
yeah.
If he wasn't from outer space, how come he knew the orbits and he could see ultraviolet light?
Exactly.
You're right. Yeah.
At Grand Central Station.
Yep.
You know what? It's easy to write a movie if you just throw in all sorts of
crazy shit that doesn't. None of it works at the end. It doesn't work anymore at the end.
You're right. They could have made it a little more challenging in that they could have made those kinds of things make sense. It all broke down there. You're absolutely right.
I also want to speak up in defense of golden retrievers of the world.
Okay, in the movie.
In the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you know about the doll, by the way?
He goes to a 4th of July picnic at the psychiatrist's house.
Exactly.
And the family dog comes over and gets on with him great, and he...
And they say he hates everybody.
Exactly. The friend of the family says, that dog hates everybody.
Yep.
Who ever heard of a golden retriever...
Hating everybody.
...who hates everybody? They
exactly.
love everybody. You know, why didn't they make it a pit bull if they wanted a dog that hates everybody?
Right, okay. So your point is well taken, that there were obvious little flaws like this in the movie...
I consider that discrimination by animal Americans.
Animal
dog
Americans.
Dog, rat, snail. Oh, dog, no. rat, snail.
Oh, animal Americans. That's great.
Well, you know, my take on the whole movie is that here was a guy who was obviously, he was broken. Jeff Bridges, the main character, the psychologist, has problems with his family. He has alienated himself from his wife and his two or three children.
Good choice of words.
Right. before his profession. He's absorbed by his profession. Now, he gets into trying to unlock this guy's mystery, whether he's from K-Pax or not, and he finds out that the guy, you know, is this guy who was found missing a long time ago in a small country town. He came back home. A drifter had murdered his wife and his children.
Why don't you give away the whole
thing? Might as well.
Well, we have.
I mean, you know.
It's not like it's going to be all that exciting to go see now anyway. They're going to if we leave this exciting and then people go see it, they're going to call us in the show or get in the chat room and go, fuckers, that sucked. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, you know, if you want to go see it, don't listen from this point on for about 5 minutes
or so.
Yeah,
everybody that really wants to see the show, just click the X.
Okay, so at any rate, you know, he uncovers, the psychologist Jeff Bridges uncovers, that the guy suffers from trauma from finding his wife and his kids murdered and, you know, jumps in a river and the community thinks he had drowned. But he basically made up this whole imaginary life for himself that Jeff Bridges uncovers. But
and by the way, we all know that what psychiatrists do is fly around the country playing detective.
Oh, and that's
in
that was a little
one,
more
in just
outrageous,
one day,
too. I know.
All in one day.
But here's the remarkable thing. Whether the guy was right or not, whether he was from K-Pax or not, the remarkable thing he did at the end was teach Jeff Bridges that he should pay more attention to his family. You know, you're out here chasing and trying to make everybody else well. Why not make your own family well? Invite your son home for Christmas. Stay home with your family more often. He does something really remarkable for this guy, even if it was a made-up story. And he did so much also for all the crazy people in the hospital. I think
right,
that he's...
And as we know, once again, all you got to do to cure a crazy person...
Is tell him to look for a friggin' bird.
Yeah, tell him some trite little adage.
You know what?
And they're suddenly cured.
Yeah. Well, you know,
The funny thing is that
may be the way it works on the planet Kotex, but...
I love the story. I felt like it was a kind of salvation figure story, archetypal story. And I'm sure that, you know, all these great religions founded on these people's beliefs from a long time ago, these people are seen as being just as crazy for making up
crazy.
A fantastic and wonderful story of something beyond what we know. But it helps people. It opens people's eyes, and it opened Jeff Bridges' character's eyes and opened up a lot of crazy people's eyes.
For your many listeners who are youthful, that if they haven't seen the movie Starman,
yeah,
that's one that they ought to rent the video of.
Another Jeff Bridges movie.
A Christ-type figure in it from another planet, and Jeff Bridges plays the Starman.
Yeah,
and
he does, yeah.
I think considerably better done.
Well, you know, Jeff Bridges must have read Joseph Campbell's The Power of Myth or something, or loves these kind of stories. Wasn't he in The Great Babowski or something like that? The aloof character who is like into bowling and whatnot and takes like this psychedelic voyage in a movie or something like that?
Yeah.
He's like an aged hippie in Hollywood or something. He takes on all of these roles, but I thought it was a good movie. I liked the movie.
I didn't think it was a good movie. I'm pissed off that they set the whole thing up clearly to make it look like he was really, you know, friggin' E.T.'s older, slightly better-looking brother, and then they changed it all at the end, and then none of that stuff made sense.
And I was amazed to see that Siskel, Ebert and Roper not only gave it 2 thumbs up, but praised the writing.
I thought the writing was good.
They must have done that before they read the end.
Oh, well, you know, minus the... Right, you're right. Minus the parts that didn't jive well. You're right.
Yeah, like the most important part, the end.
But well, we do like Kevin Spacey. He's not only a good actor, but he's gay as a $3 bill.
Is he really gay? Why is everybody saying
he's
gay?
He is.
If he's so
is
gay...
Is he really gay?
Absolutely.
If he's so gay, why didn't he take better care of his skin?
Hey, I like that gruffy look.
I do,
I went
too.
Around all weekend with it.
I just don't want it to look like the surface of the moon.
Rob, thank you for calling in. I'm glad that you didn't enjoy the movie.
Me too.
How boring would this call have been?
Rob and I get to commiserate.
Well, take care. We got to take a break, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Take care. Well, I'm sorry that you didn't like the movie.
Well,
I loved the movie. It was you know what? It was almost a tearjerker at a certain point. Yeah.
When
I learned about the guy's story and like what the trauma that created this fascinating other world for him. I think a lot of people can identify with that.
It may have been. I may have felt the same way too if I wasn't so friggin' pissed that the whole thing was a lie. The ultraviolet light and the solar system. He drew a friggin' solar system that these people have been trying to figure out their entire lives.
Okay, fascinating
stuff. The medicine.
Fascinating stuff.
Damn it.
You're listening to the Christian Grantham Show.